Chapter 1. He needs to be destroyed. My preference is painfully and quickly, but any means that ultimately results in his death will work. Acheron Parthenopaeus turned his head to see the Greek goddess Artemis approaching him. For centuries now, the two of them had been tied together, and at times such as this, the goddess actually believed she controlled him. The truth, however, was very different. Dressed only in black leather pants, he sat on the stone railing of her temple balcony with his back against one of the columns that lined it. The balcony was made of sparkling white marble that overlooked a breathtaking view of a rainbow waterfall and a perfect forest scene. But then, one would expect no less on Mount Olympus, where the Greek gods made their home. If only the inhabitants were as perfect as the landscape. With flowing red hair, unblemished porcelain skin, and sharp green eyes, Artemis would be beautiful if Ash didn't begrudge her every breath she drew. "Why do you have such a burr up your ass all of a sudden where sin's concerned?" She curled her lip at him. "I hate it when you talk like that." Which was exactly why he did it. May the gods forbid he ever do anything she liked. He had enough problems with that already. "You're changing the subject." She huffed before she answered. "I've always hated him. He was supposed to die, remember? You intervened." She was seriously oversimplifying that sequence of events. "He survived on his own. I merely gave the guy a job after you fucked him over." "Yes, and now he's gone insane. Did you not see that he broke into a museum last night, knocked out 3 guards in the process, and stole a high-profile artifact? How is that not exposing your precious Dark Hunters to public scrutiny? I swear, he did it on purpose, hoping to get caught so that he could tell the humans about all of us. He's a threat to everyone." Ash dismissed her anger, even though he did agree it was a reckless move on Sin's part. Usually, the ancient ex-god had more sense. "I'm sure he just wanted to touch a piece of home. Hell, whatever artifact he took probably belonged to him or some member of his family. I'm not going to kill anyone because he was homesick, Artie. Kind of like killing someone when he's on the can. It's just wrong." With her hands on her curvy hips, she glared at him. "So, you're going to dismiss it as trivial?" "If by that you mean I don't think it warrants his immediate execution? Call me crazy, but yeah, I'm dismissing it." She narrowed her eyes on him. "You are going softball." Ash frowned until he realized what she meant. "Soft, Artie. You meant to say I'm going soft." "Whatever." She moved to stand beside him. "The Acheron I remember would have sizzled him for half the infraction."